There are times when we need to make key decisions that will impact the rest of our lives. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches how to make the right decisions to succeed when the storms of life come. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
I want to talk to you tonight in the area of living by faith. The person that lives by faith lives the same way all the time. We don't change the way we live to match the ups and downs of the world and the economy and all. They in a mess all the time. There haven't been any good old days since the Garden of Eden incident. You understand? It got rough right then. I mean, when Adam went out the front gate of that garden, he saw some things he didn't even know existed. One of them was hard pan soil that you couldn't drive a pick through it. And he got out there and said, "What is this? I'm supposed to eat out of this. Where's my garden? Where's all that pretty stuff? I wish I hadn't done this." But it's too late now, Bubba. Amen. That was the very first curse, that man should toil for food. And the same word translated toil is translated sorrow. Now that's a real clue. Jesus bore our griefs and he carried our sorrow. Now, that curse of toiling for food, eating by the sweat of your brow, was the first curse that God broke. And people have chosen to live under it for thousands of years. I never did like working for a living. And fat out all the time, I wasn't lazy, I was scriptural. Praise God. I mean, my folks thought I was lazy. Well, I was. But praise God, yeah. The word says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it." And this is a way of thinking. This is the way of thinking that God intended for us to renew our minds to comprehend. We live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The Bible says that more than a few times. The just shall live. In other words, faith is their living. Now, before I open into this, listen to this carefully. Oh, my goodness. I see so much. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The just shall live by faith. Words, Jesus said, "By your words are you justified. By your words are you condemned. And you will stand judgment for every idle, inoperative word." So we are seriously held accountable for every word that comes out of our mouth. Human beings are saved, healed, and in every other way of life received from heaven by hearing and believing and acting on words. Words are at the heart and the centerpiece. Now, the world doesn't realize what is what's happening to them. It happens all the time. It is a concurrently running, continual thing. All the time, Satan has to work in the word area because that's the only way he can get men and women to do what he needs done. He doesn't have any power. Jesus stripped him of all the power he had. He is absolutely powerless unless he can get you to say it. To do that, he has to start working on your mind. He has to surround you with people that are saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So he has then been able, through lack of knowledge of the Word, because all these things are in the Bible. You're not going to find them in a sociology book. You're not going to find them in Socialism 101. You find and learn about words from God. Otherwise, people will fight you to get to say whatever I want to say. And it's amazing how the world will battle to hang on to cursing and rudeness and profanity. Why? Because, brother, I mean, that's the knob on the door of death. Now, if you'll just listen to the world and what they're saying, when you know the Word, you can learn a lot about what not to do just by listening to the world. Now, listen carefully. What does the world say? I have to work in order to make a living. I make sales. I make deals. I am a self-made man. That really ain't much to you. But now I understand where the world's coming from. I'm not putting people down for working hard. You understand? Everybody's supposed to work hard. But if you're working trying to make a living, you're wasting your time. The Bible said it is vain. Vain means all that work for nothing. Because it don't work. Now, I make money, I make sales, I make deals, you know, and all that. But the Scripture says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes. So what is you got one man working for a living, you got another man over here working on assignment. He's wherever, whenever, whatever the Lord says he needs. Making a difference whether they pay anything over there or not. I'm not working for a living. I'm working on assignment. Amen. You'll work harder on assignment than you ever did for a living. And God will always pay you a whole lot more than you're worth. Amen. Because he won't pay you for working. You can't earn anything from him. He will not pay you for working. No, sir. No, he won't pay you for working. He blesses you by grace. Amen. Hallelujah. He treats you on the same level as Jesus because you're his joint heir. Now, what are you working for a living for when you own it all? Now, there's a problem here. There is a serious problem. There's a serious knowledge gap in the body of Christ because most of the body is out working for a living and heaven is running over with stuff that they're supposed to be using to get their ministries done in the earth. I'm not going to wind up in heaven and find out I left a whole bunch of stuff there that I could have been using here. I want to drain the whole thing because I want to get all my job done, not a piece of it. Amen. So the whole creation is crying out in travail for a manifestation of the sons of God. Somebody blessed. Somebody that can replenish the earth. Somebody that can subdue it. Somebody that can have dominion over it and exercise it by faith. Well, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse. It was the curse that broke this thing. He redeemed us from the curse, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, or might come all on all the rest of us. Through Christ Jesus. Now, is that the same blessing? Is it the same blessing that was born inside you when you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Is it the same blessing that the earth is crying in travail for somebody to replenish it? Replenish means to resupply it. Fix it when it's broke. Subdue it. Don't kill this deal with your big mouth. You understand? Be still. Be quiet. This is the first step of faith. Listen to God. When something comes from Him, it generates all the faith you need to do it. Praise. Jesus said, now listen how He put this. Because this is exactly what He was talking about. He said, to him that hears my words of the blessing, how to operate on this solid ground of the blessing, because that's what replenishes, that's what causes it to work. That's what brings God in it with you. It's God that giveth the increase, and if He's not in there, it's going to decrease, because he that steals, kills, and destroys will get in the middle of it. Then He'll fix it for you. He said, he that hears my words and does them, I will liken him to a wise man. Didn't say he was a wise man. He said he's like one. Well, who's the wise man in this case? The one that spoke the words. He said, he that hears my words and he does them, I will liken him unto me. Where'd he hear his words? He said, I don't say anything but what I hear from my Father. So Jesus is the wise man that heard from God, and this man heard it, and he did what he said. He didn't say was wise, but he said he's like a wise man. Now, he said he's like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The storm came and the house stood. So if you do what a wise man does, if you'll hear his words and do them, you get that wise man's results. He may, and in this case certainly is, a whole lot smarter than you or me, either one, or both of us put together. Because we're talking about Jesus. But if we will hear his words, go where he says go, do what he says do, follow what he says, then we get the wise man's results. If we act like Jesus, talk like Jesus, think like Jesus, stay in his word and do it, praise God, we get Jesus' results. Amen. Now, he said, the man that hears my words, so both of them heard the word. Both of them had the opportunity, amen? Yes. He that hears my words and does not do them, I liken him to a fool who built his house on the sand. So what happens when his house begins to cave in? He goes and gets sand and puts back in there. It's washing away, Dodo. Come on, man. That ain't gonna work. The sand is washing away and you're trying to put it back in there. It was amazing some of the tax tricks that we've heard over the last couple of years about these bailouts. Where are you getting the money to bail me out with? For me. Some ain't right about this, man. Say this, say, hey, come on now. Yeah. So he goes around to that side of the lake and gets a truckload of water and drives it around to the other side of the lake and pours it in there and tell me he's filling up the lake? Right. And he wants me to vote for him again. Yeah. I ain't getting in that trap. Now notice this, Jesus, in the 11th chapter of Mark, Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, and now the evening was come, he spent all day in that temple that day. Can you see that? He did, didn't he? When evening was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. Never said a word, never did anything in that temple. In fact, the sense you get of this is they didn't know he was there. If they'd have known he was there, it would have upset somebody. But he just kept it quiet. Now, they were just as ugly that day as they were the next day. They were doing the same thing. They were doing all the money changing. They were doing all this stuff. Then all the stuff they were doing the following day, they were doing that day. He didn't say a word. Did not do one thing. Spent all day. Why? Why didn't he say something? Why didn't he do something? Because the Father didn't say anything. And the Father didn't do anything. So he didn't either. He just went on back to Bethany. That is the first thing about having faith in God. Find out, number one, the will of God. That's when you seek the Scriptures. That's when you ask God. That's when you ask questions. You seek God and you find out the will of God. Number two, once you know the will of God, don't confer with flesh and blood any longer. They'll all tell you whatever it is. You can't do it. And number three, get your job done at any cost. I don't care if it costs you your life. You get it done. Now the next day, now notice here. On the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry, saw a fig tree afar off having leaves. He came, if happily he might find anything thereon. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs wasn't yet. Now how far is afar off? Well, it's afar. It was far enough that you could see the leaves, but you couldn't tell whether there's any fruit on it or not. So he walked over there to it. Jesus answered and said to it. So the fig tree's talking. But Jesus answered that tree and said, no man eat fruit of you hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. However far off they were, they heard it. Now that is the end of it. He spoke the desired end result, turned around and walked off. That was the end of it as far as he's concerned. Never intend paying attention to that tree again. That's over. That's an ended issue now. Now remember, in the Gospel of John, Jesus said, the Spirit gives life, the flesh profits nothing. Your flesh can't do anything. It's the Spirit that has the power of life and death in it. And the power and authority of life and death is in the tongue. Jesus said, the Spirit is the only thing that makes alive, and my words are spirit, and they are life.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. It's words. And you put His words in your mouth, the words of the blessing. Now notice this. It's always been so astonishing to us as it was to Peter. In the morning as they passed by, or 24 hours later after he spoke to it, Peter, calling remembrance, said to him, Master, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. And Jesus said, have faith in God. He wasn't just telling them something to do. He was offering it to them. The same faith that changed that entire temple for who knows how long. The same word and the same power. Not after being in Bethany all night, after being before the Father all night, after hearing the Holy Ghost all night, after getting that message, after being stirred before the Lord, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the words from God. And then when he walked past that fig tree, and one word, and it died in less than 24 hours. Was he up or not? And he didn't say, now boys, now let me tell you, I don't want y'all trying this now. I'm a son of God here, you understand? I can do these things. I don't want y'all go around talking to trees. You're going to fall flat on your face and give the ministry a bad name. No, he expected them to do exactly the same thing that he did. And he wasn't saying, you ought to have faith in God. He's saying, here, have it. Have faith in God. Hallelujah. What are we going to do, Brother Tracy? We're going to have faith in God. Oh, what about the economy? Have faith in God.
For every expectation, every desire, every responsibility, there's a bill that needs to be paid. When it comes to cash flow, too often we find ourselves more overcome than on top. To turn the tables, you need a paradigm shift, an awakening. To get what you've never had, you have to do what you've never done. Total immersion in the Word. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to equip you with the same life-changing tools that empowered them to annihilate financial turmoil and live an abundant, debt-free life. When activated, the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough equips you to think spiritually about your finances, positioning you for financial breakthrough, paving the way for a productive attitude for wealth and prosperity. No matter what financial challenge you face, with God, all things are possible. Order your copy of your 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $19.99. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. This product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. For this offer and other KCM products, go to kcm.org.
It is election day here in the United States, and you go vote. Jesus is Lord over this nation. Praise God, and the church has rallied. The church is rising, has risen, praise God. Well, what about our politicians? Hey, Mark 11, 22, have faith in God. That's what Jesus said. Well, what about the future? Have faith in God. Whatever the question is, have faith in God. Amen. Father, we praise you. We have faith. I believe. I will. I take it. I have faith in you, and I give you thanksgiving and praise for it, and I forgive. If I have aught against any, I forgive. In Jesus' name, I have faith in God. God has entrusted you with His Word. You have responsibility as a Christian to vote and to praise God and sow your seed. Build your house on the rock, and when the storms come, His house will stand. The person that lives by faith never has to change the way they live because of the times. No, you don't ever have to change. You already live in by faith. Hallelujah. The times have to change to get in line with you, because by faith you're living in the blessing. You're living in heavenly economy, and you're a blessing to this earthly mess. Amen. Now, let me tell you something. Get a hold of this 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. Praise God. Bring God into your finances. God is our source. It's the kingdom of God who is our source. We give praise to God who is our source. We are the sons of God who is our source. We're the sons of the source. And Jesus came that we have abundance. Oh, glory to God. This will help you. I guarantee you, if you do what this says, that it'll begin to change in 10 days or less. And you just keep on doing it, keep on doing it. But you have to get into action. You're not supposed to be living in lack. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. Order it. Get a hold of it. Get your hands on this. Praise God. Now, don't miss all next week, because we're getting some really, really powerful kingdom-shaking stuff, praise God, on making right decisions. Success is waiting for you, and it isn't based on what the world's doing. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you, and we love you, and Jesus is coming soon, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day.